Yeah. And you're live.
Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show, your spiritual warrior goddess on UPR and radio. And should I get out of that pal talk? Because there's an echo. Ooh, I don't know. I think I will.
Just hit the mute, but if it just hit the
There we
mute
go.
button. Yeah, there you
I
go.
just did.
Okay.
A little slow, but I get it. All right, just learning some new stuff online today. Anyway, as I was saying, this is your spiritual warrior goddess, and this is July 21st, 2017. And I hope you're having a really wonderful, wonderful summer. Today we're going to do a really different show tonight, and we are going to talk about men and testosterone levels. Oh my God. Yeah. Yep. I did say that. Testosterone levels. Let me ask you a question, ladies. How many of you women have noticed men in your life becoming a little bit more in feminine? Oh, come on, be honest. I mean, really, every single woman I have talked to, whether they're 15 or 80, 90 years old, and everybody in between, they all say the same thing, guys, that y'all are becoming a little bit more girly. And I'm telling you, I've experienced it with men where, they'll be going through a situation and they become this drama king. And I'll just look at them and I'll go, oh my God, that's something a woman would do, maybe. That's really out of balance. And it's just mind blowing. And I didn't realize at the time that there is a testosterone imbalance. Okay, and
Has
that's what
your
we're going to
slow
talk about
Wi-Fi worn out
tonight.
its welcome?
Again,
Switch to
nobody's
Cable One
talking
high-speed
about,
internet now with Wi-Fi
guys,
1.
we love you. We want you in balance. We don't want the gladiator super macho
Wow.
man out
It
there,
could also
nor
indicate
do
that
we
you're in
want
an
the
ocular
wimpy guy.
enclave
We
or
want
that
you to
you have.
man up, ball up, guys. We want a nice, balanced, awakened, loving, kind, a guy that can do stuff, man out there. And I know it can happen, okay? And so I want you to listen, and ladies, listen. You might find some information that I'm going to give you tonight that it might help. And I will own it. I am not an expert on this, but I did a lot of research. So we're going to talk about what is testosterone, how it affects you, and some things that you can do to actually put yourself back in balance from a man's point of view, not a woman's point of view. All right. All right. So let's talk about, did you know that testosterone, and we're just going to say T, levels in men across America has been seriously declining for the past 20 years. According to a recent study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, oh my God, the T levels in American men have been seriously declining for about the last 20 years. And not surprisingly, testosterone is decreasing in women too, which is equally disturbing. But we'll speak about women later, all right? Now, we don't really need a study to prove what we see every single day in all ages of men and boys across the country. So here's what we see in men. Guys, pay attention. Low libido or total lack of sex drive, erectile dysfunction, belly fat, depression, fatigue, lack of motivation, decreased muscle tone, man boobs, lack of confidence, lack of motivation. The real question here is why? Why are the T levels dropping so dramatically in our men that these symptoms are now so common that they're considered normal? Seriously, a limp penis, man boobs, belly fat, and lack of sex drive is now normal? What the fuck? And all I have to do is say, guys, maybe you shouldn't be shaving your all the body hair off of you. Do you realize that when you totally shave all the hair off of you, which you're supposed to have, that, you're putting yourself before puberty. You're making yourself really the people. Oh, God, you're beautiful. You're like a boy. You have no hair. I mean, now, granted, I have seen men that have been hairy like apes. And, you know, granted, some hair could have come off their backs. But really, guys, you guys have really gone overboard. You know, keep some of that hair. It's manly. Okay. So now most people, including health professionals, have thought low testosterone is almost entirely related to age, muscle, and muscle mass. So the more muscle, the more testosterone. The older you are, the less testosterone. Ugh, this common misconception couldn't be more wrong and further from the truth. Testosterone does like muscle, but like all our hormones, it relies more on the interactions of other hormones and especially what's going on in the environment. Yes, the environment counts in a huge way for testosterone. You see, your testosterone levels and how you use the testosterone in your body are affected by the following factors. Listen up. Your diet, your muscle mass, your activity and exercise, chronic stress, which includes irregular sleep or lack of sleep, and also skipping meals, and the toxic chemicals in and around you. If you have any of those above symptoms, definitely get your hormones tested. And we recommend the simple and easily and affordable. I think there's something called the Dutch urine test that you can do. Check that out on Google. So let's delve into the leading factors for low testosterone in men. All right, one, dangerous chemicals. It's impossible to avoid toxic chemicals if you live in North America. Did you know that every one of us comes into contact with an average of 9 chemicals every hour of every day, and we don't even know it? They're in our food, our pillows, our cars, our couches, everywhere we go, and now they're even in our water. And these chemicals very likely are the number one reason for all men to be losing testosterone. Low testosterone can be devastating for men, and in America, it starts with chemicals and finishes with the interactions of all other hormone systems. Endocrine disrupting chemicals, EDCs, things like BPA found in plastics and cash register receipts, atrazine found in weed killers and tap water, phthalates found in fragrances and other cosmetics, fire retardants found in furniture and clothing. The list is too long to continue, but you get the idea that these EDCs are everywhere, including in our food. Accordingly to the National Institute of Environment Health Scientists, EDCs interfere with the body's endocrine system and produce adverse development, reproductive, neurological, and immune effects in both humans and wildlife. The EDCs are messing with testosterone and all other endocrine hormones, including the hormones made by the thyroid, adrenals, ovaries and testes, and the pancreas. Okay, so number two, obesity, diabetes, and exercise. Now, this is what's creating low testosterone, a reason. Now, the pancreas is affected by the EDCs. It produces insulin. Insulin plays a very important role in energy metabolism and greatly affects body weight. High insulin and insulin resistance leads to diabetes. Diabetes is associated with being overweight. The standard American diet is full of sugar and refined carbohydrates, which increases insulin and can cause weight gain. The fatter you are, the lower your T goes. Lack of activity contributes to rising insulin levels and decreasing T levels, which contributes to muscle loss, which contributes to fat gain. It's a vicious cycle. Three, estrogen dominance. We need the proper amount and the proper balance between hormones to function optimally. When there is too much estrogen by itself or in comparison to other hormones, it's called estrogen dominance. Estrogen dominance is not good for men or women. Estrogen is a catabolic hormone that breaks down muscle mass and leads to an increase in body fat. Aromatase is an enzyme that converts testosterone and other androgen hormones into estrogen. This process is called aromatization. Aromatization can lead to a state of estrogen dominance that is a major factor in many common health problems. Stress, obesity, insulin resistance, and chemicals, the EDCs, increase aromatase. High levels of the aromatization in your body converts more testosterone into estrogen, which then lowers T levels. Again, it's a vicious cycle. Besides EDCs and high levels of aromatase, the factors that cause estrogen levels to elevate include alterations in liver function, zinc deficiency, obesity, overuse of alcohol, and medications like statin drugs, some blood pressure drugs, antidepressant, and NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So now we're talking about leading factors for low testosterone in men. And we're going to number four, stress and T decline. Cortisol is a hormone that is produced when we're under stress. Chronic stress, regardless if it's physical or psychological, will tend to lower T levels. This is usually caused by elevated cortisol production because there is a negative correlation between testosterone and cortisol, meaning if one goes up, the other will go down. And last but not least, five, age and testosterone decline. It's generally thought and accepted that men's T levels stop steadily with age, but a study done in Australia shows that a decline in testosterone levels as men grow older is likely the result, but not the cause, of deteriorating general health. These researchers found that age alone had no effect on testosterone levels in healthy older men. Lifestyle is the biggest factor in maintaining health, and we're learning that too little testosterone and too much estrogen may play a role in nearly all chronic diseases. Balancing these two hormones is mostly a lifestyle factor. This is why it's obvious to us that the decreased testosterone in American men is poor lifestyle habits combined with a lack of detoxification to remove the harmful chemicals we are all exposed to. Yes, detox is a medical thing that works because it assists your detox pathways in the liver, kidneys, intestines, and lungs to get rid of the chemical crap that's screwing your testosterone and other hormones. So, you know, we're going to talk more. So let's go and do a testosterone overview. Now, testosterone is a hormone found in humans. Men have much higher levels of testosterone than women. Production increases during puberty and starts to decrease with age 30. For each year over age 30, the level of testosterone in men starts to slowly dip at a rate of around 1% per year. A decrease in testosterone level is a natural result of aging. So now what does this natural hormonal decrease again really mean? What symptoms or side effects accompany a loss of a male hormone? Testosterone helps maintain another number of important bodily functions in men, including, listen up guys, sex drive, sperm production, muscle mass and strength, fat distribution, bone density, red blood cell production. Because testosterone affects so many functions, its decrease can bring about significant physical and emotional changes. Let's get into sexual function. One of the biggest worries faced by men with declining testosterone levels is the chance that their sexual desire and performance will be affected. Duh! You know, that's why they created Viagra, eh? As men age, they can experience a number of symptoms related to sexual function that may be a result of lower levels of these hormones. These include reduced desire for sex, fewer erections that happen spontaneously, such as during sleep, and infertility. Erectile dysfunction, ED, is not commonly caused by insufficient testosterone production. In cases where ED accompanies lower testosterone production, hormone replacement therapy may help your ED. Testosterone is the hormone most responsible for sex drives and high libidos in men. A decrease in testosterone can mean a decrease in libido, fewer spontaneous erections, and a slightly lower sperm count. None of these side effects should happen suddenly. And if they do, there could be other issues at play. All right, let's get into all the physical changes. Now, a number of physical changes can happen to your body if you have low testosterone levels. So testosterone is something referred to as the male hormone. It also helps increase male muscle mass, leads to body hair, and contributes to an overall masculine form. Decreases in testosterone can lead to physical changes, including the following: increased body fat, decreased strength mass of muscles, fragile bones, decreased body hair, swelling, tenderness in the breast tissue, hot flashes, increased fatigue, effects on cholesterol metabolism. Now, God, this is for men. This isn't for women. Yeah, I did say hot flashes. Okay, so now, what are the 9 signs of low testosterone? Listen up, guys. Low testosterone. Again, testosterone is a hormone produced by the human body. It's mainly produced in men by the testicles. Testosterone affects a man's appearance and sexual development. It stimulates sperm production as well as a man's sex drive, and it also helps build muscle and bone mass. Testosterone production typically decreases with age. According to the American Urological Association, about 2 out of 10 older men older than 60 years have low testosterone. That increases slightly to 3 out of 10 men in their 70s and 80s. Men can experience a range of symptoms if testosterone decreases more than it should. Low testosterone, or low T, is diagnosed when levels fall below 300 nanograms per deciliter. A normal range is typically 300 to 1,000 nanograms. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, a blood test called a serum testosterone test is used to determine your level of circulating testosterone. Now, a range of symptoms can occur if testosterone production drastically drops below normal. Signs of low T are often subtle. All right, so what's the main one? Low sex drive. Testosterone plays a key role in libido. You know, the sex drive in men. Some men may experience a decline in sex drive as they age. However, someone with low T will experience a more drastic drop in their desire to have sex. Oh, let's talk about erections. While testosterone stimulates a man's sex drive, it also aids in achieving and maintaining an erection. Now, testosterone alone doesn't cause an erection, but it stimulates receptors in the brain to produce nitric oxide. Now, nitric oxide is a molecule that helps trigger a series of chemical reactions necessary for an erection to occur. So when testosterone levels are too low, a man may have difficulty achieving an erection prior to sex or having spontaneous erections, you know, like during sleep. However, testosterone is only one of many factors that aid in adequate erections. Research is inconclusive regarding the role of testosterone replacement in the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Yeah, they all want to put you on Viagra. In a review of studies that looked at the benefit of testosterone in men with erectile difficulties, nearly half showed no improvement with testosterone treatment. Many times, other healthy problems play a role in erectile difficulties. Now, these can include, listen up, guys, diabetes, thyroid problems, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking, alcohol use, depression, anxiety, and stress. All right, so what else? Oh, yeah, low semen volume. Testosterone plays a role in the production of semen, which is the milky fluid that aids in the motility of sperm. Men with low T will often notice a decrease in the volume of their semen during ejaculation. Okay, so that's one, number four, hair loss. Is that why we're seeing so many damn bald men? I mean, really? Guys, if you got hair, honest to God, hang on to it. Because if somebody says that bald is sexy, oh my God, it's because they've got a bald man in their life and they've got to say it. We really like hair. Really. Hair on the head is very sexy. So, heads up. Testosterone plays a role in several body functions, including hair production. Balding is a natural part of aging for many men. While there is an inherited component to balding, men with low T may experience a loss of body and facial hair as well. I guess, well, that wouldn't be too bad for some of you guys then, huh? All right, then you got fatigue. So men with low T have reported extreme fatigue and decrease in energy levels. You might have low T if you are tired all the time, despite getting plenty of sleep, or if you're finding it harder to get motivated to exercise. And then you got loss of muscle mass. Yay! Because testosterone plays a role in building muscle, men with low T might notice a decrease in muscle. Your muscle mass. Study has shown testosterone does affect muscle mass, but not necessarily strength or function. And then we got the increased body fat. Men with low T may also experience increases in body fat. In particular, they sometimes develop gynecomastia or enlarged breast tissue, you know, big boobs. This effect is believed to occur due to an imbalance between testosterone and estrogen within men. Okay, so whenever you see a guy with boobs, you're going to go, God, does that guy need testosterone? All right. So number eight, decreased bone mass. Osteoporosis, or the thinning of bone mass, is a condition often associated with women. However, men with low T can also experience bone loss. Testosterone helps produce and strengthen bone. So men with low T, especially older men, have lower bone volume and are more susceptible to bone fractures. Oh, I love this next one. Mood changes. Ladies, have you ever noticed men going through mood changes? Or if you look at some of them and you're going, oh my God, you are going through male menopause and you're just not owning it. You know what I mean? Well, men with low T can experience changes in mood because testosterone influences many physical processes in the body. It can also influence mood and mental capacity. Research suggests that men with low Ts are more likely to face depression, irritability, or lack of focus. So, unlike women who experience a rapid drop in hormone levels at menopause, men experience a more gradual decrease of testosterone levels over time. The older the man, the more likely he is to experience below normal testosterone levels. Men with testosterone levels below 300 NG may experience some degree of low T symptoms. And God, your doctor can conduct a blood test and recommend treatment if needed. And, you know, they can also discuss the potential benefits and risk of testosterone medication as well. So, again, what are the symptoms of low T? Now, some advertisements for testosterone replacement products may lead you to believe that simply feeling tired or cranky is a sign of low T. In reality, symptoms tend to be more involved than that. Regardless of your age, low T symptoms can include erectile dysfunction or problems developing or maintaining an erection. Other changes in your erections, such as a fewer spontaneous erections, decreased libido or sexual activity, infertility, rapid hair loss, reduced muscle mass, increased body fat, enlarged breast, sleep disturbances, persistent fatigue, brain fog, and depression. Many of those symptoms can also be caused by other medical conditions or lifestyle factors. If you're experiencing them, you know, make an appointment with your doctor. They can help you identify the underlying cause and recommend a treatment plan. Again, erectile dysfunction. Now, radiation therapy to the pelvic area may cause erectile dysfunction. Oops, sorry, that wasn't funny. ED means that a man can't get or keep an erection. It happens because radiation lowers testosterone levels and can affect the arteries that carry blood to the penis, which is necessary for a firm erection. Thank God I'm on late night radio, huh? Didn't think this was going to be this racy. Woo! The risk for ED is lower in men who have brachytherapy. Now, brachytherapy is a type of radiation therapy that uses implants, needles, catheters, wire, or seeds to deliver radiation directly into or near a tumor instead of external beam radiation therapy. Whoa. You know, if you get this, you're going to want to talk about to the doctor about erectile dysfunction therapy. And we're going to talk about what one man did in a few minutes to get healthy and to shift his testosterone level. So now, how does the effects of radiation affect a boy's reproductive system? And now, you know, they're talking. Now, remember, we're all getting nuked from Fukushima and all the high radiation that's just from that, for God's sake. The nuclear disaster from Japan that's been going off for 6 years and nobody stopped it. I mean, honest to God, I really believe the only reason we are alive is because we've had some kind of divine intervention. However, they could be doing a little bit more. But anyway, all that affects us. So let's just, you know, because we're talking about men. So how does that affect a boy's reproductive system? So boys that receive radiation to the pelvis may experience lack of testosterone production. If the testicles are affected by radiation, they may not produce male sex hormones. A lack of male sex hormones prevents the development of secondary sex changes, such as growth of facial hair, development of heavy bones and muscles, and lowering of the voice. This is a rare side effect of radiation to the testicles. Lower sperm count or temporary zero sperm count with low doses of radiation to the testicles. Infertility with higher doses of radiation. So infertility may sometimes occur with low doses of radiation because testicular tissue is very sensitive to radiation. I know you all guys know it's so damn sensitive, right? You're just going, duh. Every effort is made to shield the testicles from radiation unless they contain cancer, but sometimes radiation scatter, and that's radiation energy given off outside the treatment area occurs, and the testicles receive small amounts of radiation that will affect their functioning. Holy crap. Well, you know, we all got to talk about this, guys, because this is a problem. And we want our men to be men, you know, nurturing guys, but, you know. So what I'm going to share with you now, and this is coming from another guy, because it would mean absolutely nothing if it was coming from a woman with hormone problems, right? Uh-huh, right. So this is how this man doubled his testosterone levels naturally. And, you know, if he can do it, everybody can do it. So now I remember this is from him. So I'm talking and it's him talking. So today I'm going to share with you what I did during a 90-day experiment in order to double my total and free testosterone levels. I'm afraid I have no super cool secrets to share, and there are no easy shortcuts to increasing your T. If you're expecting some magical potion or supplement or weird body hack that will instantly and naturally increase your T levels, what follows is bound to disappoint. Despite what some companies or websites might tell you, there's no single thing that will boost your testosterone naturally for the long term. The unsexy truth is that increasing testosterone naturally simply comes down to making some long-term changes in your diet and lifestyle. As you'll see, what I did to increase T largely boils down to eating better, exercising smarter, and getting more sleep. That's pretty much of it. But as with most things in life, the devil is in the details. So I'll share with you exactly what I did and provide research that explains why the things I did help boost my testosterone. The good news here is that while the things I recommend below will boost your T, their effect is hardly limited to testosterone. They'll greatly increase your overall health and well-being at the same time. Oh my God. So this is the obligatory disclaimer. While I do have a pretty manly mustache, I'm not a doctor or medical expert. I'm a guy with a law degree he's never used who blogs about manliness. What I'm about to share shouldn't be taken as a substitute for qualified medical expertise. It's simply my experience and views on the subject. Before you make any changes in lifestyle or diet, talk to your doctor and health care provider. Be smart. All right, now that we got that out of the way, this is his 90-day testosterone experiment. So let's do a quick review of what I have shared with the introduction to the series. August of last year was a tough month for me, primarily because of a huge and grueling project we were in the midst of here on the site. I was stressed out, and my sleeping and healthy eating habits and workout regime all suffered. At the end of the month, I got my testosterone levels tested and found that my T level was 383 ng and my free T was 7.2, close to the average for an 85 to 100-year-old man. I then began a 90-day experiment to see how diet and lifestyle changes could boost that number. The reason I started the experiment at that point is because I know a lot of guys who live my last August lifestyle all the time, and I wanted to see what would happen to an average guy who turned things around. At the same time, there was no normal time in my life, which would have been any better for me to start the experiment. My stress level and diet fluctuates throughout the year anyway, so at any point, factors in my current lifestyle would have influenced the results. I wanted to begin at ground zero. After 90 days, I had my testosterone tested again. My total T had gone up to 778, and my free T had risen to 14.4. I had doubled my testosterone. I know the experiment simply didn't bring me back to my pre-August levels because of the fact that when I learned around that the original test I took can sometimes overestimate your T levels, I took a more accurate test around 4 months after the start of the experiment. I continued the lifestyle changes made during the experiment, and my total T had gone up again to 827. If you're already healthy, making the changes I list below will probably not double your T levels, but if you're starting at ground zero, then you'll probably will see pretty dramatic results. All right, with that out of the way, let's talk about exactly what I did to double my T levels in 90 days. Heads up, y'all. Okay, we got diet. Our diet plays a huge role in the testosterone production. Our glands need certain minerals like zinc and magnesium to get testosterone production started, and our Leydig cells need cholesterol to make testosterone. Some foods like broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage can help boost T levels by removing estrogens in our bodies that lower our T. The biggest change I made to my diet was increasing my fat and cholesterol intake. There's a reason why old school strong men would drink raw eggs. Studies suggested that higher fat and cholesterol consumption results in increased levels of total T. Men eating low fat diets typically have decreased testosterone levels. The emphasis on increasing fat and cholesterol consumption meant I got to eat like Ron Swanson for 3 months. Bacon and eggs and steak was pretty much the staple of my diet. But you might be asking, isn't cholesterol bad for you? Because doesn't it cause heart disease? Now, the answer, it's complicated. I don't have enough time or space to cover the ins and outs of cholesterol in this post, but overall, research is showing that popular beliefs about cholesterol aren't completely correct, and public shouldn't be afraid of this molecule as it is. So, for those interested, at the end of the section, I share my cholesterol levels after more than 4 months of eating copious amounts of bacon, eggs, meat, and nuts. Now, here's a breakdown of what I ate at each meal. So for breakfast, give me all the bacon and eggs you have. During the weekdays, I ate what I call the Ron Swanson special. 3 slices of bacon and 3 whole eggs. Aside from being delicious, it also provided the fats and cholesterol my body needed to make testosterone. Nitrates freaked me out, so I used nitrate-free bacon. On Saturday mornings, Gus and I went to Brahms. Pancakes for Gus, breakfast burrito for me. That's one of our father-son traditions. Sundays, I typically skip breakfast. I usually just wasn't hungry. So for lunch, I had the man salad. I know Swanson wouldn't approve, but for lunch each weekday and sometimes on Saturdays, I ate a salad. But it wasn't just any salad. It was a man salad, damn it. I packed as many T-boosting foods as I could into this thing. Spinach spring salad mix. This was the base of my salad. I used organic girl greens from Whole Foods. Yeah, I know. The base of my man salad came from a company called Organic Girl. Spinach and other leafy green vegetables contain minerals like magnesium and zinc, which have been shown to aid in testosterone production. Meat, particularly beef, provides our bodies with the protein it needs to create muscle. Oh God, the vegetarians are probably flipping over this one. Sorry, it is what is, guys. More muscle equals more T, and the fats and cholesterol to make testosterone. My meat topping of the choice was sliced up chuck steak. I grilled 2 of them on Monday, and it lasted me until next Monday. Every now and then, I'd slow cook some ribs or brisket to use as my meat topping. My philosophy was the fattier, the better. Nuts, usually a handful of Brazil nuts or walnuts. Nuts are little fat bombs that provide the cholesterol that Leydig cells need for T production. One study suggests that the selenium in Brazil nuts boosts testosterone. Just don't go crazy with them. Too much selenium is no bueno. Oh, my favorite, avocado and olives. Avocado and olives are a great source of the good fats we need for healthy testosterone production. Broccoli. Every now and then, I'd throw some broccoli into the salad. Broccoli contains high levels of indoles and a food compound that has been shown to reduce the bad estrogen in our bodies that sap testosterone levels. olive oil. I top my man's salad off with lots of olive oil. Research suggests that olive oil helps your Leydig cells, which produce testosterone, absorbs cholesterol better. And as I've mentioned a few times, our Leydig cells need cholesterol to make more T. More cholesterol absorption equals more testosterone. And balsamic vinegar, mostly for taste. It's also supposed to help keep your insulin in check. I bought most of the ingredients for my testosterone salad at Whole Foods. For those curious, I added up all the ingredients and divided by six. I typically ate six of these salads in a week. The cost per salad was roughly $5. That's about the price many folks pay every day for crappy fast food meal. If you're on a budget, and I'm sure you could get the ingredients at Walmart and bring the cost per salad down even more. This is what I ate for breakfast and lunch almost every single week during my 90-day experiment, and it's what I continue to eat every day, more than 4 months after my experiment began, and I don't mind at all. I guess I'm a pretty boring dude. Snacks. Ooh, heads up, guys. Snacks. During the day, I tried to snack on testosterone-healthy foods like nuts, pumpkin seeds, and broccoli. I throw in some dark chocolate every now and then, too. An added testosterone benefit of my high-fat and balanced protein and carb diet was that it probably helped me lose some body fat. I went from 18% to 12% body fat. Studies show that high-fat diets actually contribute to increased body fat loss. And as we discussed earlier, as you lose body fat, your T production ramps up. Virtuous cycle for the win. So for dinner, whatever in moderation, I just ate what the family was having, chili chicken and rice enchiladas, whatever. I wasn't worried too much about carbs. I just watched my portion and tried to stop eating as soon as I was full. With the exception of increasing my fat and cholesterol intake, my diet wasn't that unconventional. I didn't follow a strict low-carb or paleo diet because recent research has suggested that a diet high in protein and low in carbs actually causes T levels to decrease. With that said, I was judicious with the carbs. I tried to get most of my carbs from veggies and fruit, but I didn't freak out if my wife made us spaghetti for dinner. I tried to be really strict with my diet during the week and relaxed it on the weekends. Life's short. I want to be able to enjoy a triple stack sandwich or taquito from Quick Trip every now and then. I'm a lifelong teetotaler, so alcohol wasn't on the menu. Some studies have shown that beer can lower your T levels in a few ways, but I imagine it would be fine as a weekend indulgence. Obviously, you don't have to follow my exact meal plan. The goal is simply to eat more high-fat foods. Egads, what did all that eggs and steak do to your cholesterol levels? I was curious why my cholesterol levels would be, you know, what they would be after following a diet high in cholesterol and saturated fat. So I got a full lipid screening in a little more than 4 months after I began my experiments. Here are the results. Total cholesterol 202, just barely out of the desirable range, 200. HD cholesterol, which is good cholesterol, 77 milligrams. Optimal range is 60. My HDL levels were great. The bad cholesterol was 112. This put me in the near above optimal range of 100 to 129. Triglycerides, 65. And 150 mg is considered normal. 100 milligrams is optimal. Mine was downright stellar. Looking at the raw numbers, overall, my lipid screening was pretty dang awesome. Total cholesterol was a bit high, but most doctors agree that total cholesterol isn't a good indicator of heart disease. Things get more interesting when you look at the ratio that doctors use to determine a patient's risk of the heart disease. So despite pounding back bacon, eggs, whole milk, and steak for 4 months. I still had very healthy cholesterol levels. So now let's get into supplements. Sadly, many guys think that they can pop a few natural enhancers and their T levels will magically increase. If you're eating garbage, not exercising, not getting enough sleep, no amount of supplements is going to help your testosterone level reach optimal levels. With that said, I did include some nutritional supplementation in my experiment. Here's what I use. All right, you're going to write this down. Vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 isn't actually a vitamin. It's a hormone, a really important hormone that provides a whole host of health benefits. Our bodies can naturally make vitamin D from the sun. Yeah, when they're not chemtrailing us, right? But recent studies have shown that many Westerners are vitamin D3 deprived because we're spending less and less time outdoors and they're chemtrailing us. When we do decide to venture outside, we slather our bodies with sunscreen, which prevents the sun reaching our skin to kick off vitamin D3 production. God, does that not make sense? If you're not getting enough sun, you may have a vitamin D3 deficiency, which may contribute to low T levels. If you think more, you need more vitamin D3 supplement, it with a pill. Studies have shown that men who take this supplement see a boost in their testosterone levels. Now, because I have a darker complexion, which makes me prone to vitamin D3 deficiency, I took 4,000 IU vitamin D3 in the morning. I also took omega-3 fish oil. Now, fish oil has been shown to lower SHBG and increase production of another hormone. Now, the hormone responsible for triggering the testes to produce T, kind of important. Because of the increased amounts of saturated fats and cholesterol I was consuming, I wanted to make sure I had enough of the good fats to clear the junk out of my blood. And then there's whey protein and creatine shake. Before my weightlifting workouts, I'd mix a scoop of whey protein. I use J-Rob because it's all natural, and a scoop of creatine to unsweeten coconut milk. Just trying to feed my muscles the stuff it needs to rebuild itself after my workout. And use caffeine. Use caffeine moderately. Too much of the jittery juice increases cortisol, which decreases testosterone. Moreover, consuming caffeine late in the days hurts sleep, which lowers testosterone production. But one recent study indicates that caffeine consumed before working out may boost lower testosterone, your testosterone levels, and help you exercise more efficiently. During his experiment, he popped a piece of caffeinated gum 5 minutes before his workouts. Each piece had 100 milligrams of caffeine, about the same amount in a cup of coffee. And that was usually it for his caffeine intake of the day. Now, vitamin C. Well, I don't know where I first heard about vitamin C, suppose T-boosting benefits, but it's one of those things you see all over the internet when you Google how to increase testosterone. Without trying to find the research that backs up that claim, I took a vitamin C supplement during my experiment. I later found out some research that suggests that vitamin C does increase testosterone levels in diabetic mice. But because I wasn't diabetic, nor a mouse, I'm not sure how much the vitamin C helped. I actually stopped taking vitamin C supplements. I'm likely getting more than enough with my diet. Unless you have diabetes, you probably won't see much benefit from vitamin C, so don't waste your money. On the other hand, if you gotta, do it. And then ZMA, which is unnecessary. So when I researched how to increase testosterone, a supplement called ZMA kept popping up. It's a blend of zinc, magnesium, and vitamin B6. The purported benefits from ZMA include better and deeper sleep, which indirectly is supposed to increase testosterone. Zinc and magnesium are necessary minerals in testosterone production, so a megadose should be useful, right? Well, no. I bought some and took it during the duration of experiment. I should have done some more research before I made the purchase. While one study in 1998 showed increased strength among athletes taking ZMA, two recent studies have shown that it had absolutely no effect on total or free testosterone levels. Crap. My advice, unless you have a zinc magnesium deficiency, don't waste your money on that. So what about tribulus and stinging nettles? There are several supplements on the market claiming to be natural testosterone boosters. I get these sort of things in the mail all the time. The companies that produce these products claim that the herbs, typically stinging nettle and tribulus, in their pills increase free testosterone by reducing the SHBC. They also throw in some vitamin B vitamins for increased energy and vitality. If you read online forums about boosting testosterone, many guys swear by the effectiveness of natural testosterone boosters. The evidence is mixed. A study found that stinging nettle did increase free T in mice, but another study showed no increase in humans. You see the same sort of results with tribulus, works in mice, but not humans. With the exception of ZMA, I didn't take any other purported testosterone boosters. Okay, guys, we got exercise. I did exercise. Exercise boosts testosterone in two important ways. First, specific types of exercise actually cause our body to produce more testosterone. And we'll talk about these in a little bit. Second, exercise helps to increase muscle mass and decrease body fat. As we've discussed previously, adipose tissue converts testosterone into estrone. The less fat we get, the more T we have. Lift weights. If you want to increase testosterone, you've got to start lifting and heavy lifting. No doing a short circuit with the weight machines won't cut it. Here's what the research says on how to craft your weightlifting routine to maximize testosterone production. Use compound lifts. Squats, bench press, deadlift, and shoulder press should be your main lifts. Exercise that work large muscle bones, muscle groups are associated with higher increase in testosterone. Go for high volume. Workout volume is determined by the following formula. Sets times reps times weight. Studies suggest that higher volume workouts result in higher T production. And don't take each set to failure. It's okay to push yourself to failure, but at the very last set. Just don't do it for all your sets. Rest for more than a minute and less than 2 minutes between each set. Now, if I don't get through all that he has done to, and I don't think I'm going to because there's more, on how he increases testosterone level, we're going to finish it next week. But I think you guys have been getting a lot of information, I would say. So now the two workout plans that he used that meet most of those requirements were the strong lifts 5x5, and 5-3-1. I primarily use strong lifts during the 90-day experiments. I've been a fan of the program for years. I recently discovered 5-3-1 and have been pleased with the results I've seen with it. I definitely recommend picking up a copy of the book that lays out the program. I hope you guys know what the hell he's talking about. I don't. All right, H2 training. In addition to weightlifting, studies have shown that H2T workouts can also help boost testosterone levels. For those of you who don't know, HIIT stands for High Intensity Interval Training. It calls for short, intense bursts of exercise, followed by a less intense recovery period. You repeat with the intense, less intense cycle several times throughout the workout. In addition to increasing T, HIIT has been shown to improve athletic conditioning and fat metabolism, as well as increase muscle strength. You can find a whole bunch of HIIT workouts online, but the one I used during my 90-day experiment was a simple wind sprint routine. On Tuesdays, I went to the football field near my house, marked off 40 yards with some cones, and sprinted as fast as I could. I slowly walk back to the starting line, giving my body about a minute to rest, and then I'd sprint again. I typically did 40 sets of 40-yard sprints in a workout. I love sprints. Okay, guys, you know, don't faint because he said 40 sets of 40-yard sprints. You don't have to start with that. You can work your way up. And as he says, don't overtrain. It seems like today it's a badge of honor to train every day until exhaustion. The ethos is to push yourself harder and harder every day. If that's your philosophy toward exercise, you might be sabotaging your testosterone levels as well as your 20-mile march. Studies have shown that overtraining can reduce testosterone levels significantly. Yes, it's important to exercise hard, but it's even more important to give your body rest so it can recuperate from the damage you inflicted upon it. Give yourself at least 2 days during the week when you don't do any intense exercise at all. Depending on your workouts, more days off might be in order. I typically took the weekends off from these intense exercising. I'd go on a light walk or hike, but that was about it. Just move more. I tried to be more active throughout the day, and I took breaks every 30 minutes just to take a walk. I also used a standing desk more often than I usually do. All right, guys, get more and better sleep. You know, it makes a difference. Some nights only getting 4 to 5 hours, that's a testosterone killer. Getting 8 to 9 of sleep, you know, that builds it up. Manage your stress. You know, try meditating. Oh my God, the woman thing, meditating. Anybody can do it. You can do it. So when he started to feel stressed, he got up and went for a walk. He practiced deep breathing exercises. He focused on being more resilient in the face of stress. And as you can, try to avoid xenoestrogens and other T-lowering chemicals. You know, that's everywhere, unfortunately. Plastic shampoos, gasoline cows, toothpaste, you name it, chances are there's xenoestrogen in it. It's also a reason doctors say the number of boys born with hypospadias, a birth defect in which the opening of the urethra is on the underside of the penis and not at the tip, is doubled. Note to expecting parents, make sure mom stay away from xenoestrogens during pregnancy. Despite the stacked deck, he did his best to avoid products that contained the xenoestrogens, and he stored food in glassware. And never, ever heated food in plastic containers. Avoid exposure to pesticides and gasoline. Eat organic as much as possible. Use natural grooming products. You know, avoid BPA as much as you can. And, oh, you're going to love this one, guys. More sex. Testosterone is the fuel that propels our sex drive, but did you know that actually having sex puts fuel in the men's testosterone tank? That's right, more sex equals more testosterone. So yeah, have more more sex. Cold baths. Twice a week during my 3-month experiment, I took a 15-minute cold bath after my really hard workouts. I did this for a reason. I wanted to help with recovery, and I was trying to prep myself for the Gorbuck challenge. My basis for my thinking is that T levels could be boosted by cold baths came from a post he wrote a few years ago about the benefits of cold showers, and it does increase the testosterone levels. Never thought about that one. Ladies, so next time you tell the men to go take a cold shower, you may want to think twice, right? So, all right, we got to the conclusion. So that's what he did to double his testosterone levels in 3 months. No artificial gels, creams, or injections. Nothing top secret or cool, just discipline and good living. All right. So, guys, I hope this has really helped you. And help you not only understand a little bit more about your testosterone and, you know, when you're deficient and what you need to do to raise it up. And ladies, I hope that gives you a little bit more idea that, you know, when your man becomes a drama queen, you're going to look at him and go, oh, honey, we got to start working and building up that testosterone level. And with that note, guys, we've run out of time. Perfect timing. I got through the whole thing. I hope you have an incredible week, and we'll see you. We'll talk to you again next week. Aloha.